virus mutations hard to track and control. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, it would be a lot easier to protect people and poultry from flu viruses if those viruses weren't changing all the time. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
One of the big problems animal health officials and human health officials have with these outbreaks of bird flu around the world, and even here in the U.S., is that the darn viruses keep changing. They can change from nuisance viruses in birds to the kind that kills a lot of birds, such as the so-called H7N9 that showed up in a Tennessee poultry house last week. They can change to virus forms that can also affect humans, sometimes causing death. The Agriculture Department's chief veterinarian, Dr. Jack Shear, told us,
"There are 16 different H types and 9 different N types, and they're circulating amongst wild birds and waterfowl. So as those viruses mix and encounter, they share genes, they swap amino acids, and they can mutate. That could happen rapidly within a few days, or it could take months or years."
So one day you can have a harmless bird flu virus, the next you've got something much different. This complicates trying to track the viruses, let alone protect birds and people from them. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
With regard to the two flocks here in Tennessee that tested positive for both high and low path avian influenza, the initial testing is conducted at the Cord Animal Health Diagnostic Lab at Ellington Ag Center in Nashville. That's where Dr. Bruce McLaughlin is director, and he talks about the process of receiving samples from the field.
By reading the RNA, which is the genetic material in this particular virus, we can actually determine whether it's highly pathogenic or low pathogenic or not pathogenic at all. It takes approximately 5.5 hours from the time we receive the sample until we have the final results. And we send our positive result samples to the National Veterinary Services Laboratory in Ames, Iowa.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.